Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Great Eddie Coleman is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. Every battery for every need. The man, the myth, the legend, my guy. The last time I talked to Eddie Coleman with the Mets, they were about 11 games under 500 and as dead as could be. And now here we are, 15-6 since the All-Star break, 9 in their last 10. And I am, like, pinching myself about what's going on with this baseball team. Eddie, how are you?
Lazarus has arisen.
Unbelievable.
I figured it was about time because I think the last golf tournament was this weekend. Am I correct? The PGA?
The last one before the playoffs, actually.
Right. Yeah, before the playoffs. Right, so I figured you had something. You know, we got exhibition football. It's really not going to, you know, float your boat. So you needed a baseball team to get back into it. And the Mets have done that.
They really have. And I'll tell you, I want to start with this. And I feel like we got a lot to go over here, Eddie. So let me start with this.
Okay.
Rarely do I ever give credit. Pitching coaches to me, Yeah, hitting coaches, Phil Regan has made a difference. I mean, I don't know what the exact numbers are since Phil Regan took over. But all of a sudden, Diaz, of course, notwithstanding, all of a sudden, the bullpen's a lot better and the starting rotation. I mean, what the starting rotation since Regan's taken over, their ERA's got to be under 3, Eddie. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, well, listen, they're getting, you know, I think this is more of what you figured from the starting rotation.
Right.
And Phil's done a great job. He's, I always say he's 82 years young.
Right.
And
he's
fun. I was talking with him about Bobby Shantz and Stu Miller yesterday.
There you go. Remember them well. Stu Miller.
And he played with those guys.
That's right.
That'll age me as well. But he, you know, I mean, Syndergaard yesterday was that's the fifth straight game of seven plus innings. DeGrom has kicked in. Everybody has kicked in. Now Vargas
is
gone.
Mats has been still. I mean, he had that shutout against Pittsburgh, but Mats is still shaky to me. He scares me, Mats.
Yeah,
he does.
He had a short outing the last time, and I think it's tough. We were talking about that the other day when he faced the same thing again.
Days
later.
I agree. That didn't help. You're right.
And it's tough. You've got to make adjustments. If you don't make the right ones, you're going to get spanked. And he did. But basically the starters have kicked in. That's eased the load on the bullpen. It's reduced the innings on the bullpen. That's helped an awful lot as well, too. When you start having the starters go out early and the bullpen has got to kick in the fourth and fifth inning, that makes things more difficult and the stress goes up on it. So, I think both ends are obviously settled down a little bit right now and they're pitching great. And they're giving themselves a chance just about every game.
Well, they're also playing bad teams and they're doing what they have to do against bad teams. And that's why they need to take at least 3 out of 4 here against Miami, Ed. So they're over 500 when they play the Nationals this weekend.
Yeah, I think they've handled the teams that they should have very well. They took 2 or 3 in Pittsburgh. Took care of the White Sox. Had a good homestand. And I think that's what they have to do is continue this homestand before they hit the road again. They go to Atlanta, Kansas City.
Yep.
And Kansas City is a team you should take advantage of, but you've got to go through Atlanta before you get there. So, it ramps up a little bit towards the end here. And there'll be some great matchups this weekend, I think, if things work out. You could see DeGrom Scherzer possibly on Sunday, which would be nice. Scherzer's coming back at some point. I got to assume he's probably going to come back in that series. So you may see that Sunday. We'll see.
Now, who's pitching? Now, Lockett's pitching one of the games today. So tomorrow and Wednesday, what is it, Mats and Wheeler pitching? Is that who it is? It's
got to
be, right?
It is going to be. Let's see. DeGrom's pitching today. Lockett will pitch the second game. I believe it is, Wheeler after that,
yeah.
I think.
And Mats.
And then Mats, yeah, exactly.
And then Stroman would actually, if I'm right.
Stroman is going to pitch on Friday. Correct.
Against the Nationals.
Correct, yes.
And by the way, how squeezed did he? This home plate umpire on Saturday night. In that first inning, there had to be 5 strikes that this guy didn't call.
Yeah, There was a squeeze job going on. And both ways, waiting, not just him. But
I'm waiting for Mickey to come out and start screaming. I mean, Strowman handled it great. I mean, Strowman, you know, I got to give him credit. I mean, he didn't get upset at all. How about Mickey coming out and screaming at this crummy umpire?
Yeah. Well, it was going both ways, so he was at least consistent in that regard.
But, I guess.
I thought, you know, Strowman's play in the first inning, too, was – really
oh my God!
Down.
That was probably as good a defensive play as a pitcher could make.
Yeah, you're gonna say, and that helped them, and that helped them settle down the inning and get out of the inning and gave them a chance later on. So,
no doubt. Yeah. Can I ask this question? Because one thing now with the injury to Cano, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cano. I know he got three hits yesterday. I get it. He's been hitting better. Big deal. He should not be batting cleanup, by the way. That's one of the reasons Alonso was slumped in my mind. But that's we could go on with that for 100 years. They really have no depth. This team. I just saw we had a couple calls that brought it up. Is Drubal Cabrera was let go? Shouldn't they pick this guy up?
No, that's been talked about.
That's a no-brainer. No-brainer.
Yeah, they're waiting for that to pass through, and it's that would help at this point. And Cabrera's on their radar. Let's put it that way.
He should be.
I agree. He should be. He's done this before. He's been here before, so he would know. And switch hitter that can help you. Don Smith being out hurts them. Obviously.
Yeah. When is he coming back, Don?
It's going to be a while, I think. Yeah. You'd like to see him before the end of August, but it's early August. I don't know. It's going to be a while, I think. I think you may see Nimmo before you see Dom Smith.
Oh, really? I forgot Nimmo even was on a team, to be honest with you. No, I did. I'm like, he's not even a factor in my mind anymore.
He's down in Jed Lowryville.
Yeah, where is he? Speaking of him, okay? That's nowhere near Margaritaville, okay? Let me tell you. Maybe it is. Maybe that's where he is. Yeah. Is this guy? Is he alive, Lowry?
Every time we ask, it's continuing. Whatever he's doing is continuing. That's all I know. I can tell you.
How does this guy get up and look in the mirror every day that they're paying him, and the guy's not even like, where is he?
I don't know. He might. It certainly seems like he's one of these guys who has to be 100% to be back. I don't know. I'm not familiar with him. All I know is a little bit from spring training, and that's basically it. So. I can't tell you. That's we ask, and that's pretty much all we're told all the time.
The other thing that gets me ticked off too is, Jeff, can a guy? I mean, come on. I mean, Saturday, I couldn't believe when I put the game on Saturday that McNeil is not in the lineup. I'm like, what? He's the best hitter in baseball. I mean, the guy's batting 336. He gets two hits every day. Every day. We can't play him. And, of course, when they finally put him in the game, what's he do? He hits the ball into the river in Pittsburgh.
No, listen, it obviously makes the decision.
But Cano plays, and then he gets hurt. But Cano plays. Don't give him any days off. Nah, he's 36.
The way McNeil plays, and listen, he's going to have days off here and there. So is Alonso, for that matter.
Well, Alonso needed it because he hasn't been hitting, so I had no problem with that.
But you worry about the wall with a young kid, too, and hitting that at this point.
Well, keep batting Cano behind him, and that'll help.
No,
that's really helped.
He won't anymore for a while.
Yeah, thankfully,
sure, so.
Right?
Robbie. I will say this, right? He hasn't had many hits, but he has had some big hits for them. I will say that lately, he certainly has. He has. Even when he was 0-for-23, he got a big hit that Chase Conforto to third, and that was a big run in the White Sox game. And then I sit there and I say 2-for-30, and he's in the middle of the lineup. But then he's 2-for-30, and he homers, doubles, knocks in two, and they win the game.
Right.
But
right.
Whatever. It's going to be a while before he's back. McNeil, the way he plays, he does need a blow every now and then. You can't play them every day going forward. Eventually, it's going to wear them down. So you've got to get a blow every now and then. Even Alonso, who was off yesterday, I think he came in. He was in at the end of the game.
He was
anyway,
defensively,
for defense. So he's going to play. They're both going to play a lot. They're both going to play the majority of games. And you get a blow every now and then. But, I don't know if people can go crazy. Chances are with McNeil, it's probably going to come off a 4-for-5 night when he takes a blow, and people are going to go crazy.
Which is ridiculous, but nevertheless.
But you got to take a blow every now and then, Joan. You have to.
He's 27, of course. Talking, of course, to the great Eddie Coleman, talking Mets baseball. So right now, let's look at this. So is Lagares going to be playing all the time now in center field for a while?
Well, you might see Altair out there, too. I mean, Lagares is I don't – listen, his bat has been – absent the entire
He's not even
season.
The same guy defensively anymore, Eddie.
I would agree with that. Yeah, he has not been the same out there. I do think that, with maybe more regular playing time, and I think that'll happen here, it'll get better. I think you'll get more in the flow. He was sick on the road trip, and as a matter of fact, the day he started, he was on a couch, you know, pretty much asleep, so he was trying to get himself up. But I think he feels better now. I think you will see him a lot. And you probably see Altair out there, you know, at the time, for the time being, too. I would imagine they'll probably split today, I would think.
But McNeil's going to play second base now, at least as long as Cano's out, right?
Yes, correct. Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm.
He will move back into the infield, and, you know, that's where people think he belongs. And you can play him, you can play him second, third.
Oh, you can play him anyway. He could catch if you asked him, I'm sure.
Probably could, for that matter. Might volunteer for that anyway.
Right.
But he certainly can play an adequate or more than adequate outfield, to say the least.
Aren't they better on a daily basis right now with Hecheverria playing second every day and just leaving the outfield alone? McNeil, Conforto, and Davis in the outfield, and let Hecheverria play second.
Defensively, if you put Etch in the game, they're a better team. Third base, second base, doesn't matter. Even shortstop for them. But Rosario's played very well.
Rosario's hit. I mean, he's been terrific.
Well, he's hit, but he played a gold glove shortstop in Chicago. I mean, he was.
He was good. He made some really good plays.
And,
you're right.
And Gary DeSarcina has worked an awful lot with him. He's responded to it. The thing with Rosario, it was never a thing coming in for him or, you know, even going back on balls. It was side to side. And they've worked on the crossover an awful lot. He's getting a quicker step there and setting up better, you know, to put himself in position. So he's been great defensively here over the last, you know, 10, 15 games or so.
Well, I tell you, he's hit a lot better than I thought he was going to hit. I mean,
he really has. He's hit on the road, too.
Yeah.
He's kind of a road warrior. He's done very well on the road, but overall, he's hit very well. He's got some pop in that bat.
He does. He's got 11 home runs.
So that's a good bat. And the other thing about that I like about him, too, is you can put him pretty much anywhere in the lineup. He batted leadoff when McNeil was sitting.
Yep.
He bats eighth. He batted sixth, I think, yesterday. But you can put him in any spot, and he seems to respond. So
he's done
a good job.
Yeah, he definitely has. And J.D. Davis has been tremendous. J.D. Davis has to play every day, Eddie. He really does.
Yeah, you know, defensively, I think you still give something there. And again, I think he's better in the outfield. I think the warts may show up a little more at third base as opposed to the outfield, but he's a good bat. You'd love to have that bat, you know, playing fairly regularly and then have it off the bench too, but right now they can't afford that with Dom out, so... You know, Davis gives him a little bit of pop, and that home run yesterday.
Oh, my God.
Not too many go there. A lot of Pittsburgh people were saying they hadn't seen too many that travel that distance.
All right, now yesterday Callaway kind of left it open that Diaz may not be closing all the time and that he may see Lugo as the closer. Now, to me, Lugo should be closing. I mean, Diaz, to me, if they don't make the playoffs, it's probably because Diaz has killed him. That's probably what's going to happen. So,
well, I mean, you can always look back at the first half of the season.
Oh, my God.
And say that
they'd
that
be six games
you.
Over
yeah.
500 now. What are you kidding me?
The 20-plus blown saves, I mean, that you can always look back and say that, you know, if you did things differently or things were different in the first half, that, you know, you would have gotten there. But they're not. So that's...
So, but know. Do you see that? Do you think he will start using Lugo as the closer or no?
Here's what I think. I think there are times. Listen, they have to win games, okay?
Of course.
If they feel that, you know, say Lugo pitches the eighth and it's a short eighth, it's a one-run game and they have to win that game and they feel that Lugo has his stuff that night and he matches up against the guys coming up in the ninth, I think he'll leave him in there, yeah. I do think that they – I don't think that Diaz will pitch anywhere but the ninth. That's my feeling.
Really?
No, I don't think he will. But I think there are times when Lugo will get the ninth. And you might look at a situation like, say Lugo pitches Saturday, pitches an inning.
Right,
then he pitches
right.
Sunday and pitches an inning, but it's a short inning. And then he has to come back a third day, but you're not going to have him for a couple of days after that if you pitch him a third day. If he's got his stuff that day, you know, he might close that day, pitch the eighth and the ninth. But I do think if they're in – listen, they're not in a situation where they can throw away games. So
no,
if they feel
absolutely not.
That this is the best way to win a game that day, that's what they'll do. If it's Lugo, then they'll put Lugo in that spot. But I do think Diaz will still have majority of the ninth, and I think he's I don't think he's going to pitch before the ninth. I would be surprised at that.
Were you stunned like I was that not only don't they trade, which I didn't really want to trade anybody, to be very I certainly didn't want to trade Syndergaard. I thought they trade Wheeler just because he's a free agent. Mm-hmm. I was stunned when they made the move for Stroman. I mean, you had to be shocked when that happened, right?
Yeah, I mean, to me, they kind of hijacked the starting pitching market.
They did, of course, they did.
And when you look at it, obviously, when it froze everybody else, pretty much except for Greinke going to Houston.
Right,
that was a last minute deal, and they jumped and got it done. I was surprised, and I thought that he might be flipped. I think a lot of people felt that way, that he might be flipped somewhere. But I think they looked at the deals for Wheeler, and they certainly listened to deals for Syndergaard as well, too. But I don't think there was anything there that they felt they wanted to jump on. So, you know, when you trade, basically you trade Vargas down the turnpike and you have Stroman aboard, then you say, all right, well, let's see where it leads us. See where it goes,
right.
And then you have Stroman for next year, and you know you can deal with. Well, Zach likes New York.
Are they going to resign? They should resign.
Well,
him, really.
Here's the thing. He likes it. You go back to spring training and you think about it. They had to see whether what they saw in the second half was real. I get that, but you know at the same time, too much time passed by. He's going to go to free agency at this point.
They'll give him the qualifying offer, though, right?
They probably will.
It's pretty high.
Will.
It's $17 million,
Yeah, he'll have a heck of a jump. You know, he could do that, too. I mean, he could jump and take the qualifying offer. It's probably going to be 18 or 19.
Yeah, that much, okay.
And it's 17-9, I think, this year, something like that. But, that's going to be a heck of a jump. You could, if you're Wheeler, too, you could say, okay, you know, I'll take that, and then I'll reset. And be a free agent the year after.
Right. So
that's possible. I mean, they have to be careful, as far as what the budget is going to be, they have to know that and how much they're going to expand it, if they're going to expand it, because that's a lot of money to jump Wheeler. And then you've got to have raises for, Stroman, mm-hmm. Syndergaard, et cetera. There's a lot of money you have to factor in there. So there's couple of ways you can go.
Yeah, well, we'll worry about that in the off season. Yep. But
listen, he likes New York. I don't think there's any question. He likes this group of pitchers. He enjoys being here. Likes being with the Mets. But I don't think he's going to take a discount. Okay.
Well, nobody takes a discount.
Yeah, I know he's going to go for what's there. I don't think he's taking a hometown discount at this point. He's going to find out what he's worth.
Yeah,
so we'll see.
Eddie, it's really enjoyable that we're talking meaningful baseball right now. They got to be over 500 when they play Washington. You got to take 3 out of 4 from Miami here now, at least.
I think that's the plan. If, continue to win series, and they're going to have to do that against Washington and Atlanta coming up too. If they're there's still a lot of teams in the way, but they're back in the mix, and that's I don't think anybody saw that coming, a month ago or so. So certainly at the All-Star break.
No.
So so it's been fun. Yeah, have meaningful games in August and make them meaningful in September maybe too.
Let's hope so. Eddie, always a pleasure, bro.
All right, Joe. I'll talk to you, bro.
All the love, the great Eddie Coleman.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.